I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The Supreme Court today heard oral arguments in two of the most important cases of the year. The court could be ready at last to clarify a question that has divided the nation for a long time. When are religious symbols, specifically the Ten Commandments, allowed to be displayed on government land? Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick heard the arguments today and spoke earlier with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Dahlia Lithwick, there are differences in these two cases. Tell us about them, would you please?
Sure, Alex. Maybe it's useful to think of one of them as the good case or the close case, and the other as the bad case. The close case, the one that's going to be hard for the court, is a case that comes out of Texas. On the state capitol grounds itself, there's a large stone, 6-foot monument to the Ten Commandments. The reason it's a close case is because Texas seems to have done almost everything they could do to make it look as though this isn't the state endorsing religion. The monument was a gift. It expressly says this was a gift. There's a sort of museum-like setting, that is to say the monument is surrounded by other monuments. So it doesn't look as though the state is promoting just the Ten Commandments. But what I'm calling the bad case or the easy case is the Kentucky case, which had to do with two county courthouses who posted only the Ten Commandments, and they posted them for clearly not just religious reasons, but to promote the idea that this was a Christian country. The Kentucky courthouses have tried to rectify that by throwing up the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence after the fact, but that's a case in which it clearly looks as though what the state was doing was try to endorse the Ten Commandments as a religious symbol.
Dahlia, who is arguing against the Ten Commandment displays here, and what are their main points?
Well, there were two different cases, and so one was argued by Erwin Chemerinsky. He was arguing on behalf of, believe it or not, a homeless man in Texas who first opposed the Ten Commandments. The ACLU argued the Kentucky case. Essentially, their argument was, like, very clear. These are religious symbols. It doesn't matter how you hide them or what you strip away. It doesn't matter if you're talking about Roman numerals instead of the actual commandments. These are religious symbols. They have expressly religious messages. And when the government creates monuments to those symbols, the government is endorsing them as religious.
And what about the supporters?
The supporters, the attorney general for Texas argued the case on behalf of Texas. A private lawyer argued on behalf of the Kentucky cases. And the United States government, the Bush administration, argued on the side of the supporters in both cases. Essentially, their argument was this sort of funny argument. These are essentially secular symbols, that the Ten Commandments look like religious symbols, but they're in fact secular foundations for the secular law, and there has to be a place for that. We can't have hostility towards those foundational documents that inspired American law simply because they're religious.
And Dahlia, in the arguments and the questions from the justices today, could you get any sense of where they are leaning on this?
You know, Alex, the only sense I think anyone got after today's oral argument is that the Supreme Court is so confused, they don't even know which test to use anymore to test this. There were at least 6 different tests discussed today. It's not clear at all to me today that they're going to be able to rest on their own precedents. They look like they're ready to invent some new test and start this whole inquiry anew.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Alex.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.